Do you have any plans this weekend? What are they? It's a Friday, straight up at 8 o'clock. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed show. Whatever you do this weekend, stay cool. It's going to be super warm in town and throughout, actually. We're talking about a savage heat that's going to continue and bake Southern California. But we're starting it off cool. The morning starts off cool now. I just had a cool 5-minute conversation about basketball that you just wouldn't believe. If I could have bottled that conversation, I would have bottled it. We welcome for Chamber Chat this morning a new face that we're seeing from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Joelle Padu is in studio with us from the Chamber. Hi, Joelle.
Hello.
How are you today?
Thanks for having
me. Well, no, thank you for being here. Welcome, first of all, to the Chamber. This is your first event here at the radio station, right?
Yes, it is.
You digging the Chamber so far?
I love the Chamber. Right. I actually am having a lot of fun. There's so much to do, and I think, like, that's what I like to do is I'm answering phones, I'm answering emails, I'm making sure all the restaurants are ready for Taste.
Right, because you got Taste coming up on October 13th.
Yes.
All right, and are the restaurants all ready for Taste, or have you been handed this stack of folders? Here, call these people.
I just want to make sure that the restaurants all know in Laguna that they are invited to Taste, because a lot of them don't realize that they're invited to Taste, and right. Everybody in Laguna is invited.
Even if they're not presenting food at the Taste, you are inviting the restaurants in, or?
They can be participating in the silent auction. They can have their ads in our digital program.
Right.
They should participate.
All right, yeah. All right, let's get the word out. Let's you and me go knock on some doors after this. All right. And you brought somebody with you this morning. And again, in 5 minutes, you either like someone or you don't. I like this guy. Austin Barrow is the COO of the Crystal Cove Conservancy. Welcome and thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. Good morning.
How are you today?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. It's a wonderful day. It's beautiful. I got to hang out by the ocean for about 5 minutes before I walked into the studio.
There's nothing like living in Laguna Beach. You can't explain it to someone. It's hard to describe to someone from somewhere else. And speaking of which, you are from somewhere else originally, right?
I am. I'm originally from South Arkansas.
All right. Okay. And how did this move happen for you? How did the Arkansas to Laguna Beach connection happen?
You know, I lived here years and years ago when I was in my 20s. And my wife and I, we were living in Chicago at the time, and we went through a single winter, and it was absolutely horrible. So we moved to San Diego, found a small rental, and we would spend our weekends driving up and down the coast trying to figure out, like, where do we want to live when we grow up? Right. And we made it almost, 45 miles north to Laguna Beach, and we stopped and we went, okay, that's it. We found it.
We found the spot. Right, yeah. Exactly.
And we moved away and spent the whole time figuring out how we're going to get back. So here we are.
All right. Now, back in Arkansas, you were the CEO of the Murphy Arts District.
That's right, Murphy Arts District. It was we took about 6 blocks of the downtown core and we turned it into an arts and entertainment complex. It was a $150 million project, filled with buildings in the National Historic Register. I spent about a decade there building that, and it was a blast. Absolutely wonderful.
So in coming to Laguna, you bring some serious bona fides to the fact that you're the COO for the Crystal Cove Conservancy.
That's right. Yeah. Right. And we're doing, there's a huge restoration project there with all the cottages.
Right.
So that was a direct tie. And then just running nonprofits. For the past 10 years.
Tell me about the renovations.
Yeah, so the North Beach area, which is about 17 cottages, are the remainder of the cottages that have not been renovated.
Right.
And we've almost completed 4 of them now, and then we've got 3 more phases that we're running through to renovate those, and then we'll have them up for rentals as part of the Reserve California cottages that are available there in Crystal Cove.
When are we expecting completion?
Oh my God.
And I know you get asked that. You probably get asked that all the time.
We have a 6-month waiting list to get in those cottages. Everybody wants to jump in there. Yeah. There are an army of people that jump on Reserve California at 8 a.m. and bang away at the keyboard trying to get them. And so any additional stays that we can offer, we want to get them as quickly as possible.
Right.
The 5 that are about to come online will be done before the end of the year.
Right.
So we'll have 5 additional cottages there. And then for completion of all 17 cottages across the board, it's going to be 4 years to complete it.
Right.
But we received an amazing grant from the state of California for just over $21 million.
Nice.
And we are going through a process that I went through in Arkansas to develop historic tax credits through the federal program. And so we're hoping that's going to provide our gap financing so that we can complete the project. We'll probably have a little bit more fundraising to do towards the end to make sure that we can really tie it all together. But man, it's just an absolutely amazing project.
Oh, well, good work there. And I think the question I'm thinking about as you're talking is, if you were to put on your Swami hat and see yourself 5, 7, maybe 10 years down the road, are we seeing additional cottages maybe?
No, the intent here is really a restoration effort, right? And so the entire historic district, which is on the National Register down there, what we call the Hollow in the Cove,
those
34 cottages are being taken back to their kind of original grandeur when they were built between the 30s and the 50s.
Right.
And so it is a historical interpretive experience when you come in. You know, we remove all the technology. We bring everything back to, you know, California beach life between 30s and 50s. And that's what you get to experience when you come. And it's outrageously fun. You know, you can really unplug from everything and kind of dial away. And honestly, whether you want to or not, because, you know, there's no Wi-Fi. There's like, you really kind of dial that. Right. And you're down below on the beach and the cell signals aren't that great. You know, you really can kind of let go of everything and really enjoy California as it's meant to be enjoyed.
I would want to take pictures in black and white if I stayed there.
No, it's,
and
people do.
Yeah,
it's
with the full on 30s and 40s men's full bikini bathing suit thing.
You know? I have one. You can borrow it.
Thank you. I think I'll try. I don't know if I can squeeze into it, but yeah, thank you. So you got your master's from the University of Arkansas.
I did. I'm a University of Arkansas kid. I grew up in Southern Arkansas, went back for graduate school. And absolutely love it, which I think I know what you're setting me up for.
I'm setting you up for it right now. Okay, so I had a program in Las Vegas. It was my first radio gig, and weekly we would have Jerry Tarkanian, the great Las Vegas running rebel coach.
Absolutely.
We'd have him on, and he would bring on guests, and he'd bring on friends that were there for summer league or whatever. And we had Nolan Richardson, one of the all-time great college coaches of all time.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up as a kid watching those games, and I remember in my bedroom, sitting in my bed and watching them dedicate Barnhill Stadium when it was their last game there, and they stayed up to like 2 o'clock in the morning to dedicate the stadium before they built a new one. And Nolan Richardson did all the dedication pieces. You know, he was so famous for his 40 minutes of hell.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I remember having a black T-shirt that said 40 minutes of hell across it with the big Arkansas Razorback on. We don't have professional sports in Arkansas, so college sports was where it was all at.
At the time, the same thing was true for Las Vegas.
That's right.
We didn't have professional sports, but we had Tark and we had the Running Rebels, and for several years, they were 1-2, 1-2, and 3. They were the top of the game for several years. Great rivalry, and congratulations on having such a great coach at your school.
He was amazing. He was great.
Yeah. And so what was the master's degree in?
It was actually in drama.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just turn around.
Yeah. So if you need to perform anything for you, just let me know. I'll work something.
That's why you're so good at this.
Yeah. Now do you utilize it? Do you find yourself wanting to get on stage anytime?
I actually still do things from time to time. I've done a couple of television shows and one feature film in the past 12 months. So I still kind of dabble in it from time to time. My degree is actually in directing.
Okay.
That actually is applicable to so many things in business life, just kind of like getting people together and coming up with plans and trying to get them to be executed in an efficient and proper manner. That's basically what I do every day at the Cove. And so all that education is actually very applicable to everything I do.
So now that he says that, and as I look at him, Joelle, I think that we could get him a role as like one of the knights or a prince or something on the new Game of Thrones, the House of Dragons. I think you'd work out well on the House of Dragons.
Yeah, I would love to appear for about 45 seconds. Cut in half by a sword. Or burned up by a dragon. It's like, well, I remember when The Walking Dead first came out, and I was living in Georgia at the time, and it was
you could
run into all these contests. Be a zombie on The Walking Dead.
Right.
You know, the same
thing.
Get burned up by a dragon on House of Dragons.
Yeah, if you'd have seen me the last 8 weeks, it's like, I would have been The Walking Dead. I just, I didn't need to dress up or anything. No makeup, nothing. That would have been me the last 8 weeks here. So how do our listeners get more information about the Crystal Cove Conservancy?
Sure. No, I highly encourage people to come down to the Cove. I mean, there's absolutely no experience like coming down into the historic district and spending an afternoon, whether you come down to the beachcomber to have lunch or whether you come and hang out at the beach. If you're lucky enough to grab one of our cottages, we also have a tremendous amount of public programs that we're beginning to open up. Our biggest one that we're running right now is a plain art class.
Okay.
So if you go to crystalcove.org, you can get on our website and sign up for these classes. And it's a wonderful opportunity. You get to go down right on the beach. We have an artist there with you that kind of walks you through the process of plain art painting. You get a whole kit, and then you get to paint images from the Cove. I mean, it's an absolutely wonderful experience. My wife and daughter did it about 2 months ago, and they went and bought a plein air kit, and now they're going out and painting. It's absolutely amazing.
Mom did that too.
Yeah, it's such a fun program. You know, most of our programs are based around education. We do a lot of work with Title I schools. We bring these kids in from the Inland Empire area, and they come down to the Cove. Some of them, it's the first time they've been to the beach, which seems incredibly odd, but it's absolutely true. And they do real world experiments inside of our laboratory that we call Crystal Cove that then impacts how we react as a state park to the conditions that we're finding in the environment.
Right. And talk to the audience about the importance of maintaining that as a beautiful area and keeping it clean and just generally beaches and the cleanliness of our waters.
Well, it's extremely important. And I think what's unique and what we have here in Southern California and in Southern Orange County in particular is this very unique area that is a step back into history,
right.
You know, and being able to preserve that for future generations is outrageously important. It's really a model for state parks throughout the entire state of California. It is a jewel that we have here that is outrageously unique, especially when it comes to coastal parks. There are so few of them that are really as protected and put together as this one. And to be able to go into the backcountry through the, you know, walk through the acres and acres of land that we have there, to be able to come up over a hillside and see a fresh and clean beach that
right.
actually has no construction on it. There's no buildings on it. It's just such a peaceful and unique experience that I encourage everybody to
check. Let me give you an itch that I've been wanting to scratch of mine for years now. And the thing that just drives me nuts when I go to any beach, and if I was to see it at your beautiful beach, I'd be crazy, is the plastic buckets and shovels that are left and all of that plastic crap and toys that people bring with them, and they just happen to leave it and abandon it, and the next thing you know, it's in the ocean.
Well, it's an outrageously important thing for us at the Conservancy. We, for instance, you know, we have a store right down in the middle of the hollow, and we sell, you know, sand toys and things like that, but they're all made out of compostable materials.
Thank you.
You know, we really try to be very careful about what we do and what we don't do. And we take that across the board for everything. The people that we partner with, whether it's products that we're purchasing to sell to the public or it's products that we use in our offices, we really have a process of going through to make sure that they fit every little nook and cranny that we need for our mission to better our environment and preserve what we have down here at Crystal Cove.
I told you, first 5 minutes, you either know whether you hate someone or you like them, man. I like this guy even more now in these last 5 minutes. So Joelle, real quickly, what's happening with the, and not real quickly, I just said that, but no, you know, there's no rush. What's happening with the chamber here over the next couple of weeks? I know we've got it. I know we've got the taste coming on October 13th.
September 15th, we have the candidate forum.
Woo!
And we're doing that with you.
Yes.
And there's limited seating, but it will be live streamed on Zoom, and it also will be on Cox Channel 852.
Yes.
And then we're welcoming.
And we'll be live here on the FM as well.
Oh,
so, yeah, there's
good to know.
multiple ways to get that.
Yes. And then we're also welcoming Winecraft to the community. It's going to open up September. Well, I don't know when it's opening up. So,
okay.
But the wine,
I think she does, and she almost spilled it just
no,
now.
No, no, no. But the ribbon cutting we have planned is September 29th.
Okay.
And so that's happening as well. And then.
And where is Winecraft?
The location will be announced.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And when I have it, I will give it to you.
There'll be a quiz on Friday. Please bring a number 2 pencil and a clean sheet of paper, okay? And don't copy off your neighbor. All right. So the end, and of course, the taste.
And then taste. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm sure we'll have a couple other little events that we'll let you know about.
All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Oh, VIP tickets are almost sold out.
Okay.
Like, very limited. We were doing our counts the other day and very, very limited.
So if I were to buy a pair right now, you'd be sold out by the time
you
left?
Wow. Maybe. I'll have to do my count when I go back.
Okay.
I'll have to jump on my phone when we leave so I can grab some tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, do that. So, do that immediately. Well, and by the way, you mentioned that your mom does plain art painting.
Oh, no, I was just, my mom loves Crystal Cove. So I was telling him, actually, I was looking at my calendar and I think we're going September like 21st or something.
Oh, great.
So where will I find you?
Well, you will find me in the most horrible place you can possibly imagine, which is right on top of the cove, sitting in my office overlooking the ocean.
Okay.
You know, it's really difficult to have meetings and things like that because of the sound of the waves and the, you know, all the people laughing and having fun. It's really difficult.
Yeah.
It makes for a great creative atmosphere.
It really does. I do get to stand out on that podium every now and then and pretend as if I'm using my
creative. Oh, that's hilarious.
Austin Barrow from the Crystal Cove Conservancy and Joelle Padue from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you, Ed.
I had a blast with you guys. We'll talk to you soon. 8:15 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.